Okay. Hello and welcome to another Folking.com downloadable interview at Cropperty 2018. Now we've dried out and we have the pleasure of meeting one of the best up and coming bands in the world ever. Since today, Midnight Sky Racer. Brilliant set you've just done. The only ones I can remember names is I'm terrible is Leanne and Tabitha.
Yes.
So Leanne. Tabitha, right, mostly the two singest, yes. Which you sung beautifully. So who have we got here? Let's just go around the table. We've got...
I'm Laura.
And you do?
Play fiddle. Dobro and some vocals.
Dobro, right, and we got...
Charlotte, guitar.
Right, okay.
And
Tabitha on banjo and vocals.
Okay.
Leanne on mandolin and vocals.
And
Eleanor on bass.
Yeah, I was watching you. Fantastic.
So from Northern Ireland...
I'm not from
Okay. You like potatoes.
I like
that's
it.
Yeah.
Is that just because it's an Irish thing, or do you just like potatoes?
Just kind of both.
Everyone likes a good potato.
I've ever seen anyone get as excited
potatoes
in the ant.
Is it like really?
It's great.
Is that just a potato on its own, or does it have to happen to that potato? Does that have to be turned into a chip or a jacket?
Right?
It was
baked.
Yeah.
Baked.
Yeah.
Baked. Yeah.
Cheese.
Baked chicken and baked beans. Best meal ever, isn't it? Baked beans and cheese on the other thing. I know you're going to hate this because everyone goes, where did you get your name from? But where did the name Midnight Sky Race come from?
It's a shade of blue, so midnight, a type of prairie grass.
Oh, really?
So prairie grass called Sky Racer.
Ah, you
just
see.
Means blue grass.
Lovely. Yeah. Great name.
Wow.
That is a good name. Because I said to Darren, it's probably something to do with Americana boxcar racing or something like that. Deep South or something, you know, I don't know. But that's a lovely thing. And you've had just really a new band, aren't you?
Yeah,
which is phenomenal because I suppose it was at Cambridge Festival that you really sort of got.
Fifth gig or something, I think.
It was actually your fifth gig at the festival.
Something like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great. And was it like kind of, I've heard, I wasn't there, but it was like really packed, wasn't it?
As soon as we played the first chord, people started screaming.
Isn't that just what you need? It's just because you know, like all that nerves, I mean, you still get nervous and you're going to get hard of her. And once it's just so much, you can just relax then and do your thing, can't you?
It's really unusual to actually go from playing, you know, like Cambridge and then, you know, headline stage slot at Cropperty within 1 year. I mean, it's like, how did you do it?
I don't know. we can't quite believe it, really.
Yeah. Things just keep happening.
Really good things keep happening.
We've all been doing this for a long time in various bands, and it doesn't normally work like this.
Hard work.
Prairie grass must be whispering.
It's magical grass, that's what it is, isn't it? In a good way, not in a thistle way like the camping fields here. So what other bands were you in before? Just because you're a new band, there's probably a lot of people who download this who are not sure about you. So tell us a little bit about where you came from, in effect.
We're still in other bands. Charlotte and I play as a duo, the Caribic Sisters. That's been our main thing for 10, 12 years.
Right, yes,
we're another band called Cardboard Fox. Charlotte's in a duo with a fiddle player called Kieran Tellers, and then we're with that fiddle player, someone else, and Eleanor.
I'm in a band with my two brothers called Cup of Joe, and then also in another band with them, a fiddle player and a boron player back home in Northern Ireland called Richard Apples.
And you got any others you play?
I just mix around with a few other bluegrass bands. Not normally, but just kind of session work here and there.
Right.
Okay.
So how did you all come together, though? Because, you know, it must be quite difficult, because you've done quite a lot as Sky Racer, to sort of get the timing so that you can all... How did it all come about? Like, why did you just jam and decide to start this wonderful thing?
Blame the twins.
Is it you two? Was it your fault?
I just wanted to be in a bluegrass. Yeah, like playing just bluegrass, rather than, like... Progressive bluegrass or a duo, just a nice bluegrass band, proper lineup, and just have a think through who we knew that was good, fun to play with, and we'd make a nice band, and we thought these three, because
running a band with more than four people, it gets expensive, so a five-piece bluegrass
keep going. So we thought, well, we've got to make this work somehow. So we thought, just get the best people we can ask. Let's try a girl band. People might book it, even if it's rubbish.
Well, so I mean, I'm getting old now, and my memory's going. But I'm sure you two played at Martin Carthy. Concert, wasn't it, at Cecil Sharp House?
Yeah,
I met you two there. I'm just trying to remember who else was actually on that.
James
Yorkston.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He was there as well. And it was a fundraiser. Do you remember the fundraiser?
It was for help musicians.
That's right.
The Musicians Benevolent Fund.
Yeah. Because Bob Harris actually.
Yeah, he was emceeing.
Yeah. Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
We
got a really nice
fruit
basket.
Yeah. Dementia tablets working.
Not quite
set. So was it like out there? Did you enjoy it? The crowd was, I mean, yes, it's wet and rainy, but aren't they lovely, the crowd?
Yeah,
people said it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I just loved the sound. It was the two girls singing. It was amazing. The contrast between the, like, you know, there's some songs you do and you'll be singing, and then a couple of songs later it'll be you, and it'd be quite different. Different styles, but it all kind of works, doesn't it? It's really clever.
Yeah,
I love it.
So where do you go from here then? What's the next thing?
It's another festival.
Yeah, more festivals. We're working on trying to get to America, because we've just been nominated for this International Bluegrass.
Yeah, congratulations.
So we're trying to work out how to get the ceremony. Trying to go to America in September to.
So if or when you win that, where will you be going? Is that going out? Is that Nashville?
Yeah,
North Carolina.
Raleigh.
Right. Okay. So you'll get fund a few dates out there then if you get.
It's too short notice to get a visa.
Have you got an album out? Is there an album on the looming? Was you going to do an album?
We've done February.
It's out now, is it?
Yeah. It came out in February.
Right, good. Going well?
Very well.
Yeah.
Set the pressing already.
So you're going to do away with all the other bands and just stick to
Spain? No,
maybe not. No argument, so you know, you all sort of fit around each other's schedules and things like that.
They all do a different, each band does a different thing.
Yeah, of course.
And we played a festival last weekend where the lineup was they were maybe about 10 to 15 musicians really for the whole festival, because everyone's in so many different bands, but it was a really varied lineup actually.
we all know each other, we just thought, if
there's one car accident on the way down, the festival's off.
They're finished. If you stand there wondering who's going to come on next. But isn't it great when it works like that, because you know, you can gel quite quickly. You're obviously brilliant, accomplished musicians, all of you. I've got to say, you're playing and that was brilliant, I loved it. And I reckon you're going to go a long way, mate, didn't you? You'll be back on a Saturday, you know.
Are you hanging around, or you should?
I'm hanging around for a few.
You're staying tomorrow.
I'm staying tomorrow as well.
Okay. Well, that's nice, because a lot of bands just come in and go.
Well, the rest of us are coming and going.
I came yesterday. I want to see Brian Wilson. We've got another gig with a different band tomorrow.
I thought you said with Brian Wilson there. But look, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks for talking to us. And good luck in the future.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to meet you all. It really has. And thanks for talking to us. Many thanks.